Good afternoon and welcome to the Catholic Opinion on this last day of the year. My name is Father Anthony Sumich, a priest of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, bringing you the show in the Catholic Diocese of Auckland. Let's begin today's show with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So welcome on this afternoon, last afternoon of 2021. We pray, we hope that 2022 is going to be an improvement on the last 2 years, but that's not really in our hands. It's up to God what cards we're going to be dealt. Nonetheless, a little bit quickly about our apostolate. As I said, my name is Father Anthony Sumich, a priest of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter. We work here in the Auckland Diocese under the invitation of Bishop Emeritus Bishop Patrick Dunn, and now under his successor, Bishop Stephen Lowe. We're based at St. Anne's Chapel in Te Aratu South and bring the Latin Mass and the sacraments to people in Auckland, and holding on to the traditions that our ancestors have passed down to us liturgically. So if anybody wants to come along and to any of our daily Masses, we have lots of other things going on at the parish, please do have a look at our website, which is fssp.nz, or our Facebook page, FSSP Auckland. And that is all of our Mass times as we're heading into the new year. Tonight, our Mass will be at Mount St. Mary's in Te Tiranga, as we normally do on Friday nights. And then after that Mass, we will be exposing the Blessed Sacrament. Well, it's exposed round the clock up there, apart from that Friday Mass. But the idea that we've been doing over the last number of years is that we come before our Blessed Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament exposed, so that for the last hours of the year of 2021, we offer up to God our love, acts of homage, requests for our prayers, acts of thanksgiving to him, great gratitude for all that he has done for us, and we stay in his presence in order to make recompense, to offer some solitude with him for all of the offences which are going to be caused against him on New Year's Eve, as so many people go out and ostensibly to have fun, but in the end offending God so much by the actions that they perform whilst under the influence of various type of things that they place within their body, and of course all of the sins of the flesh which go on over New Year's Eve as well. So in order to make some penance, some mortification, and offer up to God our love and our prayers, we hope to make payment for many of these sins which are going to happen. The last thing normally that we do throughout the year, or in the very year, on the 31st of December, is that we pray a Te Deum in order to gain the plenary indulgence to conclude the year. So if you're not able to join us at Mount St. Mary's this evening, then either pray it at home, or you can join with me now as I'm going to pray the Te Deum. I'll pray it in English, but if you wish to join in with me, then you also can gain the plenary indulgence attached to reciting this prayer on this day. Okay, so let's start off with the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, and the Father everlasting. To thee all angels, to thee the heavens and all the powers therein, to thee the cherubim and seraphim cry with unceasing voice, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. The heavens and the earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. Thee, the glorious choir of the apostles, thee, the admirable company of the prophets, thee, the white-robed army of martyrs, praise. Thee the Holy Church throughout all the world doth acknowledge, the Father of infinite majesty, thine adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. Thou, having taken upon thee to deliver man, didst not abhor the virgin's womb. Thou, having overcome the sting of death, didst open to believers the kingdom of heaven. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We beseech thee, therefore, help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we bless thee, and we praise thy name forever and world without end. Vouchsafe, O Lord, this day to keep us without sin. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have hoped in thee. O Lord, in thee have I hoped. Let me never be confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that is the Te Deum having been recited today. Hopefully, if you're in the state of grace and not adhering to any sins and abhorring all sins and following the normal conditions, you are able to gain for this last day of the year the plenary indulgence. And of course, to begin the new year, that it is important that we are saying the prayer to the Holy Ghost, the Come Holy Spirit, the Veni Creator Spiritus, that we can gain the plenary indulgence for the first thing on January the 1st. So speaking of January the 1st, that is, of course, the octave day of the Nativity of our Lord, a great feast within the church. A reminder, of course, to everybody, just as it was last weekend, you had to go to Mass on Christmas Day. You also had to go to Mass the following day as it was a Sunday, Boxing Day, and so it is the same this weekend. Today, January the 1st, is the octave day of the Nativity, a great feast day in our church, and of course the following day, that Sunday that we also have to get along to church, the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus. So, normally I would be doing on this show some church history, but today it is the octave day of the Nativity of our Lord, the first day of the year. I'm going to give a small meditation on this octave of the Nativity. So the first vespers of this feast, which is, of course, the Nativity can't just be celebrated on one day. That our Lord's birth is far too important. So the church attaches to this particular feast of the birth of our Lord an entire octave. And today is the last day, the concluding day of that octave. And the first vespers of this feast has its own antiphon to the Magnificat, which sums up perfectly the spirit of this day. It says, quote, "For his great love, wherewith God loved us, he sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh," unquote. Now, this liturgical solemnity unites to the consideration of God's immense charity, which illumines and dominates all the feasts of the Christmas cycle, this vision of the incarnate Son of God in the likeness of sinful man, of course, as he has placed on himself our flesh, in order to transform us from sinners into children of God. The only Son of the Father willed to be clothed in human nature, thereby putting on our sinful flesh and submitting to all its most humiliating consequences. The law of circumcision could in no way affect Jesus, the Son of God, the Most Holy One, but Jesus willed to submit to it as the least of the sons of Abraham. For as St. Paul says in Hebrews 2:17, it behooved him in all things to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a propitiation for the sins of the people. The rite which Joseph may have performed in the intimacy of the family caused the first drops of the precious blood to be shed from the immaculate flesh of Jesus. Thus, 8 days after his birth, he is beginning his redemptive mission in the flesh. He has not yet spoken, not to anybody outside the Holy Family. The world does not know him, but he is already shedding his blood for the salvation of mankind. Contemplating him, we shall learn that deeds are better than words, that the greater the sacrifice they require, the greater proof they give of real love. Furthermore, every undertaking must receive its baptism of blood in order to be fruitful. This feast coincides with the beginning of the civil year. The first drops of Jesus' blood seal and consecrate each new year, making it really the meaning of those letters AD. 2022 AD, and AD of course stands for Annus Domini, meaning the year of the Lord, which it actually is, since time belongs to God. It's his creation. Our life too is God's. It has been redeemed and sanctified by the blood of Christ. As the year begins with his blood, our lives are surrounded, therefore, with this salvific action of his. Let us then begin the year by circumcising our hearts. For, as St. Ambrose says, he who has been circumcised of every vice will be judged worthy of the Lord's attention. See how all the events which followed one another in the Old Testament prefigured what was to happen later. For the circumcision also represents purification from sins. Unquote. A new year, a new life indeed. For if we circumcise in ourselves the old man with his vices and passions, the Christian can grow in us. We can become new creatures, purified by the blood of Christ, vivified and nourished by his grace, so that it may no longer be we who live, but Christ who lives in us. The new year, which begins tomorrow, will acquire value only if lived in this light, only by this daily circumcision of the heart will grace triumph in us, thus making the Christ life an ever-increasing reality in our souls. Jesus' humble submission to his Father, to his Father's will, manifested by his obedience to the law, is another lesson to be learned from today's feast. It is an invitation to us to be docile to God's will, whatever it may be. None of us knows what awaits us in this new year. And really, we cannot change one iota of what is prepared for us, but God knows. His will has already prepared our path. Every detail of our life is already determined in His mind. Let us be ready, therefore, to accept, or rather, to embrace with courage and readiness everything that God wishes or permits, certain that in His holy will we shall find our peace and our sanctification. The great saint, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, said of the following with regards to today's feast, quote, "O Word incarnate, you are but 8 days old, and already you are giving your blood for me. What lesson do I draw from this? Obedience. By your circumcision, you reveal to me your obedience to God, your meekness, and your humility." Unquote. O Jesus, permit the first drops of your most precious blood to purify and inebriate my poor soul. I understand that from the very first days of your life, you hastened to shed your blood because you wanted to show us at once that you are our Savior and Redeemer. This shedding of blood was not necessary for you, O Son of God, who art holy with the holiness of your Father. But it was necessary for me, a poor creature born in sin. You wished to humble yourself, even to submitting yourself to a law which was made for sinners. O my Lord, teach me to be humble and obedient. You did not refuse circumcision. You, the innocent Lamb who taketh away the sins of the world, and I, a sinner, want to be considered just? I resent it when I am considered imperfect. I try to conceal my faults under a cloak of false excuses. Oh, teach me that I can neither follow you nor become like you if I do not welcome opportunities of humbling myself with you. You also teach me to obey and to submit to my Heavenly Father's will, no matter what it demands or what sacrifice it requires. I think of this new year as a white page given to me by your Father, on which He will write day by day whatever His divine good pleasure has planned. I shall now write at the top of the page with complete confidence, "Lord, do with me what you will." And at the bottom, I already write my Amen to all the proposals of your divine will. Yes, Lord, yes, to all the joys, the sorrows, the graces, the hardships prepared for me, which you will reveal to me day by day. Grant that my Amen may be the Paschal Amen, always followed by the Alleluia, uttered wholeheartedly in the joy of a complete gift. Give me your love and your grace, and I shall be rich enough. These, my friends, are the sentiments that we ought to aspire for as the new year comes in. Father, they say, what are your New Year's resolutions? It is this, that I want the Lord to do with me what He wills, and that I say yes to all that He wills for me. Let us not worry about the day that we cannot control, or the month, or even the year that we cannot control. We are losing too much sleep chasing these things so often in a difficult world. As we may or may not have perceived, there are a lot of people hurting these days, and that in our world confusion seems to reign. Misinformation in a certain way has become a new kind of normal. There is, or so it seems, no more normal. We have all formed in our minds a temporal axis, which we now use in common speech. We say things like pre-COVID, just like our elders would have said before the war, to refer to life in general before seemingly everything changed. The times we remember back then seem to have gone and are relegated to ever fading memories, doomed never to return hither. What we have now in place of those happy times past appears far more foreboding, uncertain, threatening even. Such prospects for the future must have, for our mental health, somewhat a negative effect. The same type as fear does. Fear causes us to react in different ways than what we would normally do so. Fear brings about more caution, greater hesitancy, and can even result in inaction. In order to compensate for this lack of control over our own situation, we try to comprehend what is going on. We want answers. We need information. After all, to quote Thomas Bacon, knowledge is power. And power seems to be the thing that we are lacking. So we go in search of knowledge. We research what we can. We read up on the material. We get ourselves informed. Or do we? Many now, perhaps you are one of those, will spend hours of their time following leads, reading more information, getting educated on the facts. Many will be able to give out the results of research on, say, COVID, infection rates, vaccines, big pharmaceutical companies, population control, Freemasonry, global elites, climate hoaxes, vaccine passports, barcodes, big tech, high-tech surveillance, infiltration of the church, the Pope, the bishops, the third secret of Fatima, etc., etc., etc. This has become the new normal for people. Perhaps it is time to recalibrate our personal compasses. With regards to God, we need to love Him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. With regards to ourselves, we need to be in the state of grace and to be ready to die in that state. We need to grow in our spiritual lives. What does this mean? It means we must have them as our primary focus. Something that takes time and effort. on a daily basis. The great spiritual writer of the 20th century, Father Garrigou Lagrange, says that, quote, "Unless a man be disengaged from all things created, he cannot freely attend to divine things," unquote. A couple of things are certain in this, namely, if you are spending time doing the research, you cannot be at peace, for your heart will be where your mind is. If you are, however, concentrating on the things of God, the things that pertain to attaining the goal you are created for, and you are in the state of grace, your heart will be at rest. In the words of our Blessed Lord in his Sermon on the Mount, "Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore solicitous for tomorrow, for the morrow will be solicitous for itself. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof." And so this ought to be the way that we are aiming at 2022. Get off the internet. Get off search engines. Get off blogs. Get off TV. Get off Netflix. Get off social media. Engage with God. Spend time with him in silence. Did not our own Blessed Lord, after a day of speaking and teaching, did he not go and spend the night alone in prayer with his Father? Before going out on any mission, this was the way he approached all things. The lesson for us is clear. We truly need to seek first the kingdom of God, making this the priority in our lives. There is enough evil out there. It is sufficient for the day in and of itself. We don't need to research anymore. We have all we need to get to heaven. God is more than willing to give us all the graces to become saints. So I urge you all, as the hours tick down to the end of 2021, leave it behind you. Leave its pains, its sufferings, its confusion, its hurt. God will allow there to be more confusion and suffering and hurt in 2022. But if we accept that with a yes, knowing that it is God's will for us to share in his sufferings, then we will recognize that his yoke is light and his burden is easy. Let us embrace all that God has for us, knowing that he has prepared the way for our own salvation and our entry into heaven. Take heart, my friends. Be strong. Be courageous. And be holy. Kia kaha, kia maya, kia manawanui. So I wish all of you a happy and a holy new year. And may 2022 be blessed for you as God wants it to be. So let's conclude today and this year with a prayer. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May God bless and keep you. And I hope to have you back again here next year.